This is Dr. David Whitlock with your Monday Morning Wake Up Call, the podcast designed to help people wake up to the possibilities that surround them every day and maximize their potential for life. Roger Bannister became the first man ever to break the four-minute mile. In May 1954, Bannister ran the mile in the record time, 3 minutes, 59.4 seconds. But the following month, Bannister's rival, Australian John Landy, beat Bannister's time, setting a new record, 1.4 seconds faster than Bannister's. A showdown between the two runners was scheduled for August of that year in Vancouver, Canada. Promoted as the Mile of the Century, it lived up to its billing and later was known as the Miracle Mile. Bannister and Landy broke out in front of the rest of the pack as they turned the corner into the last lap. With less than 100 yards to the finish line, it looked like Landy had it. But Landy wondered, where is Bannister? Landy couldn't resist. He just had to look. And as he glanced over his left shoulder, he lost his stride only for a split second, but it was just enough for Bannister to streak past him, crossing the finish line. Later, Landy said, "If I hadn't looked back, I would have won the race." If I hadn't looked back, I would have won the race. An artist depicted Landy looking over his left shoulder while Bannister's racing past Landy on his right. The painting is titled, simply and appropriately, The Moment. Has there been a moment in your life, that moment that propelled you forward or set you back? There's a temptation to look back. But when you do, you break your stride and invite defeat. Take good habits and bad habits, for example. We talked about them last week. I'm hoping you thought about something you could give up, the releasing of which will free your life in that area, improving the overall quality of your life. It frees you up to run your race better. If you want to get rid of a bad habit, if you are at least to the point of knowing the harm it does to you and yet you're hanging on to it still, I want you to think about how that habit is enslaving you. You are probably looking back to the sure things that bad habit brought you, as harmful as they may be, instead of looking forward to the positive aspects freeing yourself from that habit has for you. And if you've given up a bad habit, congratulations. But I want to caution you as well about the danger of looking back and thinking about how good that negative habit made you feel. When we look back, we lose our focus for the future. So you freed yourself from something. Relish that freedom. You once enjoyed having a drink, for example, but maybe you couldn't stop at one, so you experienced negative effects. Then you decided to quit altogether. And you're enjoying the freedom in that. You no longer have to purchase alcohol, for example. You no longer feel like your head is muddled or in a vice grip in the morning. But you're tempted to look back and perhaps you think about that trendy bourbon bar you once went to, or you can hear the clink of the ice. And, well, what the heck, you think? What's one little drink anyway? And then you're right back where you were. Nothing's changed. You see, we have a tendency to see the good in the bad of the past, conveniently passing over the negative results of unhealthy or non-productive patterns of behavior. Lori and I have been reading through the Bible this year, and just the other day we read the story in Exodus chapter 15 where the Israelites had been miraculously freed from a life of slavery. Those endless days they suffered under the whip of harsh taskmasters in Egypt. At last they were free. And Exodus 15 records their song of praise and triumph. But in the same chapter, we read how they couldn't find water, and then these words, "The people grumbled." Imagine that water as your bad habit. You go through a period when it aches a bit, maybe more than just a bit, and you grumble. as the people of Israel did. The story of the Israelites continues. The Lord provides water, and they're back on the wilderness road to freedom. But just a few verses later in chapter 16, the Israelites face another challenge, lack of food. And the Bible records the story. The entire Israelite community grumbled against Moses and Aaron in the wilderness. The Israelites said to them, "If only we had died by the Lord's hand in the land of Egypt, when we sat by pots of meat and ate all the bread we wanted. Instead, you brought us into this wilderness to make this whole assembly die of hunger." Rather suddenly, they had rather go back to slavery and have the convenience of the food and water that the Egyptians provided them as slaves than live in freedom and trust God for something far better. You see, when we go through a trial, the good old days seem a lot better than they ever really were. Let's face it, bad habits can provide physical comfort for us, at least for a while. They make us feel better momentarily. Ask any addict. And they become familiar to us. We depend on them. That's why they're called dependencies. But now, you are one of those exceptional individuals who wants to break free and stay free. And by God's grace, you can do it. Understand your triggers, what prompts you to look back and cut those things out. If sitting down on the couch and watching TV, for example, is what prompts you to eat a bag of potato chips, then do something else besides sitting down and watching TV. And remember, it helps if you have someone or even a support group to encourage you. And when you fail, that failure is not final unless you let it be. You are only one decision to being back on track. So keep looking forward, not back, and you'll be a lot less likely to fail. You can do it by God's grace and to His glory. Join me next week, and in the meantime, go out and be the person God created you to be.